We continue in this Easter season, especially through the Gospels. We ponder the sacraments, and we talk a lot about baptism, we talk about other things, and we talk about the Eucharist, this first hint of Jesus going into the Bread of Life discourse, John chapter 6. We can ponder that and try to be ourselves renewed in our love for the Eucharist, our love for Jesus, the Bread of Life, who invites us to feed on Him. The bread that He will give is His flesh, truly, for the life of the world. I want to walk through this episode with Philip, who I think was Deacon Philip, not the Apostle Philip, if I'm not mistaken. But what I love about it is just walk through. There's so many little lessons about how the early church received the risen Jesus and the presence and action of the Holy Spirit in its young years. This is the very beginnings of the church. And the Lord speaks to Philip. He says, go out, sit out on the road, whatever. He doesn't give any details. And Philip just goes. God didn't give any specifics of, you're going to find some Ethiopian. Philip just says, okay, here we go. And the Holy Spirit knows what He's doing. Philip doesn't need to know. God knows what He's doing. Philip just trusts and surrenders. What's interesting is that the Holy Spirit knew that at that very moment, the Ethiopian guy in the chariot was reading from the prophet Isaiah, reading the scriptures. And so the church, Philip, asks him or provokes from him a question. Do you know what you're reading? And what I love is that the Ethiopian says, how can I unless someone explain it to me? In other words, how would I ever know what this means unless you gave me a church to explain it to me? We're not left on our own. Just me and myself and scripture to figure it out by ourselves. Philip's there, the church is there, and the Ethiopian recognizes, by myself, I can't. I need someone who will instruct me in understanding this writing of the scriptures, this teaching of God. And then he's reading, of course, the prophet Isaiah, and it's taught about something that doesn't seem to be Isaiah. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, a lamb before his shears. He was silent and opened not his mouth. And Philip, sorry, the eunuch asks Philip, so is this about Isaiah or somebody else? What a great question. And of course, again, 2,000 years of theology. Oh yeah, obviously, the New Testament explains the Old Testament. But no, it was the first time like the early church is explaining. Like, Isaiah spoke these beautiful things, but he was referring to Jesus, and only in Jesus is the scripture fulfilled. In the Old Testament, like the prophecies of Isaiah, only make sense through Jesus Christ, in Jesus Christ. And so Philip begins to explain about Jesus Christ. And whatever they said, we don't know what they said. They said a lot of things, I'm sure. But at the end of the conversation, the first thing we hear from the eunuch, the Ethiopian, is that there is a lake of water. And whatever they talked about, water and baptism were important. He says, well, here's water. What is to prevent me from being baptized? That was really important to whatever Philip had been explaining to him, because that was his first takeaway. I need to be baptized. And so Philip's like, sure thing, let's do it. So we have some early initial teachings of the faith right here. Early living of the church, like illustrated right in front of us through Philip. We simply ask the Holy Spirit to help us realize ourselves, the church that we've been given, the teachings that are ours to receive and to pass on to others, and the gift of the sacraments, baptism, the Eucharist, and all the others. We safeguard them and we pass them on faithfully as the Spirit guides us. We don't need to ask questions. We don't need to understand everything. We just need to go where He leads us. Amen? Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.